There's Polytunnel on RDU Breakfast, fading out right there. And now, some of my favourite time of the week. It is time for Korero with Ariana from Reo Māori Mai. Good morning.
Morena.
Firstly, what's been going on at Reo Māori Mai since we last chatted, bringing in the last month of the year?
Oh, we have been selling calendars. feels like a lot of my day is spent sending our calendars out to the many corners of Aotearoa and even some to Australia. So that's been pretty cool.
So cool. Have I read correctly that they're colour in as well? That's so cool.
We have colourable ones. Yeah, there's a free download on the website of a free colourable, that's a difficult word to say, calendar. And then we've got some printed versions as well.
So cool. So today's discussion is inspired by a recent post you made where you coined the phrase P55, which means hate follow, which I thought was so cool. So how have you seen, I guess, Reo evolve, especially this year, especially in modern contexts? Yeah, big conversation.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the words that we have for modern concepts are... they're a play on the language. So, I mean, it's been happening for a long time. An example I think of is the word for computer. So the word for computer is roro hiko, roro meaning brain, and hiko meaning power or electricity.
Cool.
And so, a computer is an electrified brain.
Yes, that's actually the same in Mandarin, dian shi, which is, electric brain. Anyway.
And then more recently, there's been the development of kind of slang, which again is a play on te reo concepts. And it's for me, when I'm thinking about it, it's a fine line of wanting to maintain the integrity of te reo Māori, but also the language needs to develop in order to remain relevant, particularly for generations coming through where words like hate follow are something that they might need.
Yeah, for sure. So interesting.
I've seen another one that someone shared where the word for a feast is hakari, and the word for angry is riri. So you can hear that the end of hakari is the same as riri. And so they coined the term hakariri for, what is it when you're angry and hangry?
Hangry. Oh, that's so good. It makes a lot of sense too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I have to get into text speak as well, if there are any abbreviations like that from Reo that come to mind.
We've shared a couple. So we've shared KTP, the letters KTP, which are an abbreviation of K to Pi, which is like all good, K to Pi. There's KTK, which is the Māori equivalent of LOL, which can mean kino te kata or K te kata, which are different ways of saying I'm laughing heaps. Which, by the way, I rarely ever am laughing out loud when I say, anyway.
Yes, same.
But it's definitely developing. Not as fast as English, but also acknowledge that I'm not particularly connected to rangatahi who use text speak as much. So maybe I'm just out of the loop.
No. Are there any other words you think need to exist that maybe haven't come about at all?
That's a good question. Not off the top of my head, I think. To be honest, the ones that come to the top of my mind are not like super fun and playful. They're like, what's a Māori word for institutional racism?
Fear. Fear. We're slowly but surely approaching Christmas, which it feels wrong to even say we're in December right now. So, firstly, I'll extend Merikirahimiti to you and all those positive vibes. How is Reo Māori Mai ramping up for Christmas?
Well, lots of our classes within organisations are kind of wrapping up for the year. So we're using this time to do a bit of forward planning for some resource ideas and kind of some development stuff that we're hoping for in the next year. And eventually just we'll be shutting down and having time with our whānau. We've all got, well, three of the four of us have got children. So once school finishes, it's nice to have a bit of space to be a parent.
For sure. Oh, yes. It's definitely needed. Yes.
Yeah.
I just need.
But we had a little cup of tea yesterday with each other.
Oh, I saw. So
cute. To celebrate, and it was really nice. We took our picnic indoors because of our rain, but it was nice.
Yes. And gifts, Christmas gifts are plenty on the website. People should be there right now. It is like the perfect gift, honestly. So yes, give that big spiel. People should be buying it.
I mean, I know I need to sell the calendars because the new year is coming, but they're actually really lovely. I'm really proud of the quality of them, both in terms of the real content, but also they're just a really nice resource.
Mm.
So I would suggest them because people want to track the year, right? Good for gifts if you've got clients or staff or flatmates or I don't know. And then we've got a whole lot of new kind of cute things that can just inject some Te Reo Māori, but in a not super stereotypical way.
Mm. Oh, so fun. You don't even realise you're learning as you're doing it. And it's so, so cool. I truly applaud the way that you've got all these fantastic resources there. And that's the thing, they're right there. You've got no excuse. They're there for free. People should just eat them up, I tell you. Where should people go for all things Reo Māori Mai, as always?
We've got the website, reomaorimai.co.nz, and on the socials, Insta and Facebook. And if you've been studying Te Reo Māori this year and you're looking for something to kind of tide you over summer, we've got our online membership run through a private Facebook group where we share some lessons and some conversations and stuff. So details of that are on the website. It's live with Te Reo Māori Mai.
Is there a Māori word for patron? Is that, yeah. Now that I think
about it. Patron.
Yeah.
What does patron mean, even in English?
Yeah, someone that is a subscriber to that online service.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Well, we consider it a whānau, so I'm just asking people to join our whānau.
Oh, that's beautiful. As always, it is such a pleasure chatting with you. Always makes my Tuesday mornings, just my heart is so warm. So, yes, thank you so much, Ariana.
Okay, bye. Tēnā koe.